One of the most important events in the Major League Baseball calendar starts on Monday, and it's not exactly high profile. In our national pastime, the annual player draft does not get the attention of the televised and analyzed drafts in pro football and pro basketball. The reason is simple. The players are not household names, and they won't be for some time. But that doesn't mean that they come cheap. Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal is here, as he is most Fridays. Stefan, $10 million have been paid to draft picks in baseball. Can that be right?
Yeah, there's been this enormous run-up in the price paid for young talent. And we're talking about high school and college kids here. Look at it this way. The San Diego Padres have the first pick in the draft on Monday. In 1988, the last time they had the first pick, they paid $235,000 for a pitcher named Andy Benes, who turned out to be a pretty good major league player. That was a record. Now bonuses are above $5 million, and as you said, we're seeing players demand major league contracts, and that has pushed the overall value of what they're getting to $10 million out of school.
Now, you should clarify here that the players being drafted are all from the U.S. The players, say, in the Dominican Republic are not included in this draft.
That's right. Baseball's thought about moving to an international draft, but as of right now, they haven't. So this is just North American amateur players.
Now, to put it mildly, baseball players typically take years of seasoning, and some of them are nowadays aged like fine steaks, I might add. We had Julio Franco hit a Grand Slam home run at age 45 this week. Roger Clemens has won 8 games and lost none, I believe, for Houston in his 40s. And yet, here they are drafting players for the minor leagues who are in their late teens and 20s. How many of them actually make it to the big leagues, and how many of them deserve these big bonuses?
Well, a very, very small percentage make it to the big leagues. You're going to have 50 rounds of players drafted this year, as many as 1,500. But what's happened is that the market has just pushed up the price of this talent, largely because of smart agents and the typical competitive pressures that big league teams face.
But we've seen some pullback in big league salaries, which are down 3% this season, I'm told. Are we seeing the same thing in the draft?
Yeah, we are. The average bonus to first-round draft picks last year fell 16%, and what you're seeing is Major League Baseball really trying to pressure teams into spending less money and have teams actually toe the line, say to agents, no, we're not going to give you a Major League contract. No, we don't think that $2, $3, $4, $5 million is the right amount for a player.
You wrote today about the San Diego Padres. They have the first pick in this year's draft, and it seems that they would like to select a shortstop from Florida State University named Stephen Drew, and money is an issue here.
Money is the issue. He's advised by a guy named Scott Boras, who's a tough agent. Boras argues that this kid is a rare phenomenon. He's ready for the major leagues, therefore he should be paid like a major leaguer, and he compares him to the guy that got $10 million a couple years ago, Mark Pryor, who now pitches for the Chicago Cubs. The Padres also know that Boras represented Stephen Drew's brother, J.D., who's with the Atlanta Braves. He sat out a year rather than accept the offer of the team that drafted him. So the Padres have a decision to make. Pay the kid the money, make him an offer and stand by it, or avoid the agita altogether and just pick somebody else.
But if they pick somebody else who isn't the player that they really most want of the entire crop in the draft, isn't that undermining the whole point of the draft, that whichever team gets first pick gets the best player?
Yeah, and this is exactly why the draft needs an overhaul in baseball. Baseball has looked at trying to eliminate these problems, establishing a pay scale for drafted players like they have in basketball, or allowing teams to trade their draft picks so they can get some value in return. The problem is legal. The draft terms are not part of the collective bargaining agreement, and if they're not, then having MLB dictate prices looks a lot like price fixing. So Major League Baseball isn't clear what the legal status of the draft is, and rather than risk the whole system getting overturned, they're just going to leave it the way it is for now.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us Fridays about sports and the business of sports.